It's Cofield and Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
All right, here we go. It is a Wednesday, Cofield and Company on location. Where are we? Center of the action. Downtown, right outside the doors to the D. Adam Hill is here. Chrissy, back in our Findlay Toyota studios. And we expect, we'll send out some pictures. Chrissy, if you can, send out those photos when you get a chance at ESPN Las Vegas. We'll see what it looks like here now. About 90 minutes from now, it's going to be a little more jammed.
I would think so. Yeah.
Slightly.
Yeah. I think Vegas needs to try to outdo Washington.
I don't think Vegas is going to outdo Washington.
I don't think
in
they're
the
going to.
In the 3rd Street area down to, first of all, I don't think 70,000 people, or it was more than that, wasn't it? Did you see final numbers on that?
No, but it was nuts. We're still waiting on final numbers from the inauguration. It was like a year and a half ago. I don't think we're going to get final numbers on the Capitals.
We're not going to squeeze in as many people. As much as you dislike BGK fans and have standards that they need in a runner-up celebration to match the Stanley Cup celebration, we're not going to do that. We couldn't do that. And we also don't have room down here.
It should be the goal. The goal should be to fill it up to where nobody else can get in. I want the streets closed because so many people are down here. That's what the team deserves. That's what the fans are. So be down here.
I think filling up this area here and extending back,
yeah, all the way.
I don't know, a few thousand feet down 3rd towards, I was going to call it Lady Luck, throwback, Downtown Grand.
Yeah, Downtown Grand.
And Pizza Rock. I think a good ways down that way would be
all the
pretty
way
impressive.
Down, all the way down through the denuclearized zone down there.
Would you hang around if you couldn't see the stage?
Yeah.
You'd be fine with it?
Yeah.
This is hilarious. The whole thing's hilarious. It's awesome. Adam with his high standards.
Yeah.
Live up to or reach Adam's standards or you're a crappy fan.
Prove me wrong, City. Let's go. Be down. I mean, listen. This team absolutely deserves every single person who took anything from the season to be here. No question about it. So come on down.
You know, it's funny. We never addressed your, I thought, completely trolling tweet right after the Stanley Cup final was over last week.
Oh, you thought
when you
that?
Were like, if anyone says anything bad about this team, shame on you. I was like, oh, my God. This of the entire season of trolling, poking, prodding, text, check that, tweets.
Never about the team.
Yeah.
Never, about,
never
the
about the team.
It never was. Not one time did I say anything negative about the team ever. I ripped on the pregame show, ripped on fans many times. I've ripped on the name, the logo, the colors, everything. Never the team. The team on the ice was ridiculously good in every way. Everything was positive. And that's what I was – one of the things that I said all year, and people said it was negative, was whatever this team accomplishes in the postseason – is absolutely just gravy on top of the season. That's all it was. Nobody could ask for anything more than what happened in the regular season. So if they lose in the first round, you should say, what an amazing run, an amazing accomplishment. If they lose in the final, same thing. And that's what happened. They lost in the final. That was all just extra. There should not be anybody like, oh, this team really choked in the finals. Was there anybody? I saw a
did
couple.
You think you saw a couple?
Didn't play the
you
same way.
You honestly didn't believe that anyone was going to rip.
No, I
the
saw
Vegas
it. That's
Golden
why
Knights.
That's why I sent the tweet. That's
oh
all.
My God.
Oh, how could this team play so well all year and then play like that in the finals? That's what I was trying to say all year. Like, at some point, it might come crashing back down. Don't be disappointed. Be happy about the season that was in general. And the vast majority of people were, no question about it. But I started to see a couple of those negative comments about, you know, you should have played your game like you did all year. Why'd you play different? Like all these, I was like, stop it. Stop it. Nothing negative about the team ever.
So we've got a Vegas Golden Knights celebration going down here downtown at Fremont, 3rd Street Stage. That's the area of Fremont for Queens and the D. There's going to be players on hand. Owner, maybe owners on hand.
Yeah.
Did I mention George McPhee? He'll be here as well.
He will.
We don't know the players yet, but I'm sure my guess would be at least half a dozen or 10 plus. Those are different numbers, but we'll be out here. So this place should be jammed. Get down. I'd say the weather today, not bad. It's about 105, but if you're downtown junkies like Adam and myself, it's a little bit cooler underneath the canopy here.
Yeah, for sure.
It's tolerable. It's tolerable. Ted Pretty would approve. We don't want to have the scorn of Ted talking about, and he was right. You know, I'm not mocking him. He was right. His concern for people standing on the hot concrete a couple of weeks ago. So it's tolerable out here. It's a nice day. This is one of the most fun areas to hang out in all of Vegas. So come down for the party.
My favorite place, no question. This whole area. I love
it. Is it still your favorite place, even though it's going through a transformation? Do you feel like it's losing some of its character?
No. Because I am, you know, I love everything about the stark differences. The stark contrast between the areas of downtown are amazing to me.
Well, you love the demilitarized zone, the DMZ.
Yeah.
Which is?
The area, like, right around where Las Vegas Boulevard crosses Fremont Street.
Right, it's that area.
Just to the west of that.
It's the area where fat and thin alike will weigh themselves.
Yeah, but it's even more.
It's right by Banger Brewery, which we love. It's right by a couple of bars across the way. It's actually, here's the thing, on the area that we call the DMZ, because it was this mystery area between, it was like a line of demarcation, because there are certain people who hang out on Fremont, and then there's certain people like our sometime partner, the Husky Hipster.
Yeah.
Big Mac, Ryan McKinnell, that's their area. And then if the groups clash, you just don't know what's going to happen. But you do remember that line of demarcation, that weird area was really when it was under construction.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, there were barriers up all the time. There were some dark corners you had to navigate. It's open now.
Right. And at that point, you'd have the people that would like accidentally, like drunkenly cross over from one side to the other. And
what am I doing here?
They'd be in a whole new world. Either the, you know, the tourist side over here.
The tourist.
Or the hipster side over there.
The Arkansas folks would walk down and be like, Commonwealth? What does that mean?
Y'all fancy drinks. Like, it would be like, what is happening here? What are these craft brews that you're serving? It was a weird mix. But now it is, as you said, the construction is kind of done, so it's a little more open. So there's, you kind of see where you're going. You don't just walk through a weird construction area and then pop out on the other side of the crazy new world. But I have
crazy
loved
new world
over the years. I've loved bridging the gap. I love, like, I do hang out on the other side. I'll admit that. That's my my favorite spots in town are over there. But I always make sure to wander over here. I always make sure to check out what's going on this side.
I like a lot of the change. And we'll have to send out an updated picture of just an empty space where Derek Stevens' new property is going to go. Yeah. 60 stories. Could be national-level brands in there.
Yeah.
Who knows when they announce anything. I'm guessing a massive sports book, since Mr. Stevens loves sports and betting sports so much. But I will tell you, and I will lament it forever, one of the joints that is gone is a place that created a lot of happiness for me over the years.
Well, two of them. Both of those spots.
Are you going to go Glitter Gulch?
No.
I actually was not a Glitter Gulch person very often.
I was never there.
No? You never went in there?
Never went in.
Not even, I mean, you talk about going into sports books when you're 15. Never Glitter Gulch?
Never. And believe me, I think I've been to every club in town.
Oh, we know you have. It's not a thing. Stop.
No, there's a couple that I haven't. But
did you hit the, places that used to be out right by Joker's Wild on Bourbon? On Boulder Highway.
I think you guys, when I was a younger man, took me in there once.
Was it Centerfold?
Horrifying.
And what was the place across the street now that's a Harley Davidson?
I don't even know.
That was one of the two, three three places I've been where afternoon shift had a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Which was cool. That's a landmark in your life.
You guys dragged me in.
You can tell that story.
It was not good. But no, I've never been there. I've never been
to Glitter Gulch. You never went to Glitter
Gulch? Never once.
You must be depressed. It's never coming back.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. I'll never get the opportunity.
What are the other places where...
Mermaids was your spot.
I love Mermaids.
One of them.
I still... There was an older lady working there with giant cans towards the end of closing. I still wonder where she went. I miss her.
Okay.
She was very friendly. What'd they have? They had the hot dogs. They had the bananas. The they had the Oreos.
Yeah, the deep fried Oreos.
Some of the cleanest bathrooms in town.
Wow. That's quite a quite a ringing endorsement. And then the other one was like the Bayou. I think it was called?
Yes.
The Bayou?
Yep. Yeah. The magical mudslides.
You love those things.
Yes.
And for some reason, they made you want to walk home. I never
documented twice. That. Yeah. Documented twice. Try to walk home.
Yeah, and I don't.
And I've
mean
never
like,
lived close to downtown. I've never lived closer than 9 miles from downtown.
I'm not saying
I was walking.
I'm not saying like Cofield would have them, and be like, oh, you know what? I probably shouldn't drive. I'm gonna walk this one. Like Steve lived like 20 miles away.
I'd pull a Chrissy as she did on Friday at the Westgate with Arash Markazi, and I'd ghost everyone. But I've generally been so out of shape, I basically made it a block past the bus station. On Main, and then I was like, hey, I'm tired.
I thought you made it to, like, the Bank of America on 4th.
Yeah, but that's not that far.
It's not far, but I'm saying I think you made it there, and I think I picked you up.
Oh, maybe you did. I walk over there all the time. You know me. I'm cheap. I'm frugal. So if I can save ATM fees, I'll walk 2 blocks. That's nothing.
Of course. No, I've walked over there. All right, here's what I love and I'm scared about sometimes when we're down here. Look at this gentleman.
Oh, the guy in the bikini with the giant gut?
Yes.
We'll be sending a picture out of him later.
He's got bunny ears.
He's actually the number two most horrifying attraction down here today. The number one is actually to the north a little bit. There's a guy wearing the Borat bathing suit.
Yeah, I've seen that guy.
Yeah. With a junk smuggler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just a bag. That's about it. Everything else is held together by strings.
It's a little disturbing, but it's what makes this area great. I absolutely love it down here.
So in about a half an hour, not even about 20 minutes, we're going to continue LeBronathon 2018. We're checking in with the markets that may get LeBron. We're going to a real long shot around 3:30. We're going to talk to one of the dudes who used to work as pre and post for the Knicks. Does radio there now? Actually, a national radio host, Brandon Tierney. Will join us, but we'll continue setting you up here, setting the scene, downtown, 3rd Street, the stage, right between the D and 4 Queens. Come on down, 5:30 start, Vegas Golden Knights celebration. Take part in this and honor the guys for putting together such a magical season.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
Finley Chevrolet is your home for... Right now, you can lease a new 2018 Chevy Tahoe LS Custom Midnight Edition for just $399 a month for 39 months with just $19.99 down plus taxes and fees. Woo! Finley Chevrolet, home of the... Located on 215 Bellway between Rainbow and Jones. Or visit us anytime at FinleyChevy.com. Find new roads.
On approved credit, 2025 title and $499 documentation fee. MSRP 46245. 10K miles a year. Must have current GM lease and includes 2,000 dealer flex cash. While supplies last. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win during the regular season using promo code LIGHTS. Between now and November 30th, 2018, sign up for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and make a minimum $100 deposit to earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win using promo code LIGHTS. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from anywhere in Nevada, including live in-play wagering on soccer. For more information, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Is it true that mostly low-income people use Dollar Loan Center?
No, that couldn't be further from the truth. It's not just poor people who use these type of services. Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. We also have all kinds of small business owners who really rely on us, landscapers, contractors, restaurants. They all need money for supplies, materials, payroll. This is the real world. You can't just go into a bank and get a quick loan the same day.
Believe Believe me, I've tried, and you are 100% spot on.
And then when they get paid, they can come in, pay us off, and they're really only paying interest for the few days that they need the money in the first place. Now that's a huge win-win.
Thanks, Chuck. Whether you just need some cash till payday or you own a small business and need a quick loan, give Dollar Loan Center a shot. You can apply online at don'tbebroke.com or stop by one of our over 50 locations.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com.
Hi, folks. This is Peter Sham of the Neil Simon Festival. I hope you'll join us this summer for another laugh-filled season of bringing Broadway to Cedar City, Utah. This year, we're presenting two of Simon's funniest, Biloxi Blues and Jake's Women, along with a world premiere comedy, William Blake in Hollywood, plus the hilarious Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. And we top it off with the classic musical farce, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Join us at the Heritage Center Theater, July 3rd through August 11th. All seats only $25. For tickets, call 866-35-SIMON or go to our website at simonfest.org. The Neil Simon Festival. Now that's funny.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Las Vegas Aces, the first professional basketball team in Vegas, has started their inaugural season at Mandalay Bay Event Center. Legendary coach Bill Laimbeer is leading the charge. And WNBA's 2018 number one draft pick, Asia Wilson, is taking action. Get your single game tickets now at LasVegasAces.com. Be a part of history and get your tickets today at LasVegasAces.com.
I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. Do you think insurance companies want you to hire an attorney? Why do you think they hire celebrities for their commercials? Do they hire them to gain your trust? Don't be fooled. Insurance companies want to pay you as little as possible, and it's my job to maximize your recovery and make sure you don't get ripped off. If you've been injured, call me, Matt Hoffman, or Justin Watkins at Battleborn Injury Lawyers, 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
We built this city.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
The puck loose on the boards. James Neal with it. Feeds it back. Theodore looking back door. Marchessault gloves it. Has it. Walks into the net. Save down. Score! Marchessault jammed it in for the overtime winner. And the Golden Knights have won 8 straight on home ice.
One of the many magical moments of the Vegas Golden Knights season. We're celebrating down here with the Knights. 5:30. Thousands of people expected right next to the D on the 3rd Street stage adjacent to Four Queens as well.
Are you guys okay out there? Like Adam, are you wearing sunscreen right now?
I actually am. Thank you for asking.
Is it like zinc on the nose?
You should have the white stuff on the nose.
I should. Excuse me? I don't.
We should put that, like, send that with you guys.
No, Steve brought it.
Oh,
I have sunscreen, but you didn't put it on.
I did.
When?
Right before the show started. I sprayed it. Did you? And by the way, I sprayed it in my eye.
Did you?
Yes. And then I was like trying to do the first 10 minutes or first 5 minutes of the show with one eye closed.
Well, that's not my fault.
It's not at all.
I'm looking out for you as the den mother of the show.
It's kind of your fault.
It's not. Well, he does not use the spray on suntan.
I tried to pull off sunscreen. I tried to pull off the tricky spray between the bill of my hat and the top of my glasses move, and it just kind of got on my glasses and dripped down into my eyes.
I'm not going to make a comment on your eyes, which are very small. How do you actually get in your eyes?
Well,
isn't
actually
that the benefit of having very small?
I do have very narrow eyes, but they're very—they're actually fully functioning. And
are they? You've worn glasses. I guess technically that's not fully functioning.
They're fully functioning. Right.
But I mean, they do have all the same, you know, characteristics of other people's eyes, where if you do get something in them, it stings. Right.
Don't go without reapplication for more than an hour.
Okay. So you think four?
Well, because we've seen you in the past when you. Where were you last year that you didn't wear sunscreen and you were a lobster for like 5 days?
Oh, softball tournament?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think we were going to win as many games as we did. I thought we'd be out there like two games in the morning before it got too hot. And
who's that guy? Stop waving at us. This guy waving us off.
Who is that guy?
I don't know. He's got a good hat on, but he's doing this with his hand. Like, get out of here.
Yeah,
we've had that guy. You get out of here. We've had that guy. Let's do it.
A lot of
Okay, so that's a fourth fan encounter. A Tiger fan just walked by, and he's like, they're going to win tonight. All right, so that was a positive encounter.
Yeah.
We had a guy earlier ask us if the Knights won the Stanley Cup.
We did.
So my response was, see, Adam, not everyone pays attention to everything that goes on in the world of sports. Adam's response was?
Oh, the guy was assuming since there's a celebration that they won.
Right, to your point that the celebration should not be happening unless you win.
Well, no, a celebration I was okay with. It was a parade, I said, was unacceptable.
Okay.
So, and I tweeted out like 2 months ago.
Then we had another guy walks over and he's like, the paper said 3:30. It's 3:30 to 5. I was like, here we go with the paper and the inaccuracies. Fake news.
Yeah. And then I looked it up and it actually did not. It said 5:30 to 7.
And I didn't say inaccuracies or fake news. I had your back.
I figured
the older gentleman misread it.
What happens?
And frankly, when I say the paper, it could have been Ray Brewer's paper. I don't know.
Well, that would require to be in print.
So all right, there you go. Very kind gentleman to the show. He's been almost a partner. He's provided us with great co-hosts and fill-ins over the years, and you have to take a shot at him.
It's not a shot at all.
Real nice. You hear me taking shots at people?
It wasn't. Yes, but that wasn't a shot at all. It was just an observation.
Did you get your free taco today?
I did not.
Are you going to, if we shut down the show a little early, because we might have to, and we might want to, flip at 5:30, maybe even 5 to the celebration, just give you the audio of the celebration down here? You have until 6 to go get your, is it a, what are they called? Locos, Doritos, tacos? Is that what they are?
Yes.
I don't know all the fast food lingo that you kids know.
I think you actually do really, really well at the fast food lingo, far, far better than anyone else. I don't.
You saw that? Well, God, I asked you about commercials.
I know.
You know what the campaign was, right?
Right, but I only saw it on a blog. I didn't actually see a commercial for it.
They ran it all during the NBA Finals. If a team steals a game on the road, as it turns out, stealing a game would have been the Cavaliers in any of the games.
Yeah, of course.
Because they were the dog. Can you imagine? What if we did like 15 minutes on how Taco Bell doesn't understand betting lines?
Oh, that would be great. And we'd have their PR person on and try to talk to them about it.
Golden State didn't steal anything. They were the favorite. You idiots.
I mean, I guess technically you are stealing on the road.
You did steal. But you're favored.
It's true.
We're not going to do that.
No.
So anyway, until 6, I don't know if it's a while supplies last. I don't know if it's only participating stores. So don't blame me if you go and you can't get your free taco. But because Golden State won at least one road game in the finals, you get a free taco today.
You know I love a good deal, just like you do. I don't participate in these kind of things, though. Like, I would rather have them make it 5 cents. Because it would cut down a lot of people going.
You never made it out to Little Caesars?
No.
Remember the, what was that, the UMBC promotion of a 16 beats a 1? Everyone gets the free pizza?
Right.
And that looked like a But just then, Armageddon.
And then they put all the qualifiers on it. Yeah. And like, it's crazy. No, charge a dollar for the pizza, or charge a nickel or a quarter for the taco. Do something, because if you go, you're just, it's going to be like a 7-hour wait. It's like you're getting a 79-cent taco for free.
What was your pizza shop encounter where the lady got all pissy with you? Not the employee.
No, a customer at the Super Bowl.
Right, Super Bowl day.
She went in, 45 minutes before kickoff, and was furious that they didn't have her pizzas ready.
Right. No. It wasn't. She didn't order. She didn't order ahead. It was a hot and ready.
Right. That she didn't have the pizzas ready.
Right.
Just on the counter for you to buy.
There should be 5,000 pizzas for you morons who go get pizza last minute on Super Bowl Sunday.
She wanted to walk in and have everything at the ready. Right. It's Super Bowl Sunday, lady. And she got furious at me for trying to protect the poor girl at the counter who was crying because the lady was in her face screaming at her.
I feel like, back to that taco giveaway. By the way, did we mention the business?
Yeah, you did.
Well, we don't have to, but yeah.
You did.
For that taco giveaway, I feel like if the Rockets were the rep in the West, that the Cavs wouldn't have stolen a game, and we would have had a 4-3 series. It would have been home court being held, and the taco joint would have made out just okay.
So you're blaming the Rockets, or Chris Paul's injury?
Yes.
For Taco Bell having to
give away. But yeah. Here's the positive. While I think both of us would like the story of LeBron going to L.A. to play for the Lakers, LeBron going and trying to form a super team to push the Rockets over the top against Golden State is kind of freaking dynamite. Does it really have a shot? Would you bet, offshore odds, LeBron goes to H-Town plus 550? Would you bet it?
No. No, I think it's all set. I think he's going. I think he's absolutely going to the Lakers. I wouldn't bet anybody.
Do you have any intel on that?
The producers. That story that came out.
Is what producers?
There's that story from a Hollywood publication the other day that four producers have already been, put into motion because LeBron is going to be in L.A. and that he wants projects lined up when he gets there on the Lakers. So they've already been told he's on the Lakers.
How about intel from the H-Town side? Is there any word out there that LeBron has already told his people he hates Houston?
Well, maybe not his people, but when they were in Houston, there was a columnist in Ohio that overheard LeBron saying how much he hates the city of Houston. He despises it.
Woo!
Hates when they go there.
That's a scoop.
Doesn't have fun. And this columnist has now turned that into, he's clearly not going to the Rockets. I heard him talking, saying he hates the city.
Which is an outrageous, outrageous declaration by LeBron. I like Houston.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do, actually.
That city sucks.
I say I like it, and you're like, no, you don't. I do. I actually like it.
You saw how much it sucks.
I did, but I never said it sucks.
It does.
I like it there. I've been there many times. I enjoy it.
I love debating what cities are good and what cities aren't. That's not even debatable. That place sucks. You know that it does. You were there with me and saw how much it sucks. It's terrible.
I don't think it sucks.
What does it suck about it?
It is one of the great food cities in this country.
No.
Yes, it is.
No. What? No.
It has everything.
Yes, every chain.
It has everything. No.
Every chain.
Please, you're not going to challenge me on food TV, are you? And how much I watch?
I know you love the Food Network.
Yes.
And exploring new places.
Yes, and I told you about that new show, Ugly Delicious. They did a whole thing on Houston.
Fine.
It's great.
Okay. And how far away are these?
They have vegan Cajun crawfish.
Right.
That puts it over the top, even though I don't eat crawfish.
Everything is an hour drive from everything else.
Well,
it's awful.
I will admit
that downtown area is terrible.
I will admit that boardwalk that was built, that was Kiwa or something, that was not great.
Oh, I think it was.
Oh, you did like that?
Yeah.
Are we worried about Tillman Fertitta getting mad at us? It just wasn't the kind of boardwalk I grew up with, that's all.
Looking at his property. Yeah.
Well, I think we can be critical of certain holdings of the power families in this market. I don't think they're going to flip out.
Okay.
It's not the kind of boardwalk I grew up around.
And it's also very far from Houston, just like everything else is.
It was a little bit far from Houston.
Everything is far. And there's only, as we talked to the mayor, they're hoping to double the population in the next couple years from 3,000 to 6,000.
All right, that's it. That's it. So Adam declares the Ohio columnist is telling the truth, and since he thinks Houston stinks, LeBron is not going there. We'll check in with the possibilities of the Knicks. Ooh, a Capitals fan just walked right into the middle wearing a shirt of all the VGK fans. Good luck, brother.
Join the conversation on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas.
Listen up, hockey fans. Michael Emenden is now Hockey Lover Headquarters for jewelry. Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers now sells officially licensed Vegas Golden Knights jewelry. That's right. You can get a Vegas Golden Knights logo necklace, bracelets, dog tags, earrings, even a Golden Knights charm for your Pandora bracelet. The perfect gift for the dad or grad is the Golden Knights money clip. You've got to get to Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers and check out these amazing keepsakes. They start at just $59. They are the coolest, and they're only available in the store in the Fashion Show Mall. And while you're there, check out their famous custom golden hockey puck necklaces. Need engagement or wedding rings? Michael Emenden is the wedding ring expert of Las Vegas. Need some extra cash? Michael Emenden trades unwanted gold, diamonds, jewelry, and watches and pays the highest cash amounts. And don't forget, right now, with any purchase over $150, you'll receive two tickets to Michael Jackson 1 or Beatles Love. Your choice. Bring your friends and come to Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers in the Fashion Show Mall for Vegas Golden Knights jewelry. Go Knights, go!
It's Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers. Celebrate the moment.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hello, Nevada. Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Our property values are at a 10-year high, and with interest rates rising, now may be your best opportunity to sell and buy your new home. If you have an ugly house to sell and need money fast, we can give you cash in 2 days. Short Sale is giving you free attorney representation and guaranteed relocation money. And for traditional sales, nobody markets your home and gets you top dollar like the real estate guy. I look forward to meeting you today. So call Aaron Taylor, your number one real estate guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. 702-310-6683. 048 Realty. Call for details. Go Knights, go! Go Knights, go!
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Listen up, hockey fans. Michael Emenden is now Hockey Lover Headquarters for jewelry. Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers now sells officially licensed Vegas Golden Knights jewelry. That's right. You can get a Vegas Golden Knights logo necklace, bracelets, dog tags, earrings, even a Golden Knights charm for your Pandora bracelet. The perfect gift for the dad or grad is the Golden Knights money clip. You've got to get to Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers and check out these amazing keepsakes. They start at just $59. They are the coolest, and they're only available in the store in the Fashion Show Mall. And while you're there, check out their famous custom golden hockey puck necklaces. Need engagement or wedding rings? Michael Emenden is the wedding ring expert of Las Vegas. Need some extra cash? Michael Emenden trades unwanted gold, diamonds, jewelry, and watches and pays the highest cash amounts. And don't forget, right now, with any purchase over $150, you'll receive two tickets to Michael Jackson 1 or Beatles Love. Your choice. Bring your friends and come to Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers in the Fashion Show Mall for Vegas Golden Knights jewelry. Go Knights, go!
It's Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers. Celebrate the moment.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
Hello out there, hockey fans. The odds are in, and in their first season ever, the Vegas Golden Knights have the worst odds ever. 500-1.
500-1.
500-1.
This is a bad move by the league. Vegas doesn't have a fan base for any sport.
A first-year team finishing any better than last would be a monumental achievement.
You know what, and I hate to admit this, I was wrong about this team.
This is crazy.
You can try to pinch yourself, but you're not going to wake up. The Knights are going to the championship in their first season ever.
All right, rolling on. VGK celebration, Vegas Golden Knights celebration coming up here, 5:30 to 7. We are planted right next to the stage outside the doors of the D. Come by and say hi. Fan count, or sort of fan count, already at 5, including a Capitals fan who, how do we know he's a Capitals fan? He wore a Caps t-shirt down here.
Hashtag all caps.
He's at the celebration. Someone sees him starts booing him in the group in front of the stage. And he goes, I'm for you guys. No, you're not, bro. You know what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know why you came down here. I'm not suggesting that people beat him up, but you know why you did it. I know in the past when I've had a somewhat dominant or winning team and I choose to go to an opposing event or bar, what I'm doing. With my gear on, well, you know what you're doing.
Right, you could have come
Don't
here.
Don't act innocent.
You could have come here in any shirt. You wore the hashtag all caps
You shirt. Want the reaction.
Right. Right. There's no accident. There's no mistake. There's no, guys, I'm for you. That's why I'm here. No, you wore the shirt. You know why. I don't have a huge problem with it. I'm just saying you know why you did it.
So we just got an update. We'll have to talk to our New York guest another time. I missed a message earlier today. Our guest got concert tickets this morning. Let's see if Adam or Chrissy or both are good with this concert nixing the appearance.
Oh, boy.
He got tickets to Def Leppard.
Okay.
Your reaction?
Why can he not do the show today when he's going to a show in 1986?
Oh.
Okay. The concert is with Journey.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's 83.
Hey.
I actually have no problem with that.
That's awesome.
I think it depends where the show is.
What does that mean?
I mean, like, are they playing at, like, a state fair?
Who cares?
I think it matters.
How?
Well, I mean, I feel like you can just see them anytime, right? I mean, don't they just play at, like, local bars?
I'm horrified.
Chrissy, obviously, is trying to be funny.
No one's
laughing.
I don't know how you can disrespect the band that brought us. I mean, I sing Ask the Lonely like it's nobody's business.
I can't believe that you're dissing the band that played. I can't think of any of the songs. Damn it! But they really resonate with you.
They
did. I
didn't
know if you were going Def Leppard or Journey.
I was going Journey with Ask the Lonely, but Pour Some Sugar on Me is like played all the time in strip clubs today, right?
Yeah, it's better to go to a strip club than go to State Fair and watch Def Leppard.
See, that topped my line right there, didn't it, Steve?
I'm not sure anymore. I'm not sure. So we were talking about LeBron possible landing spots. We'll have to hit the New York spot another day. I think the Knicks are a complete long shot. And there's two words that wrap it up. Jimmy Dolan. And that's it.
Yeah,
he's not going to play for that buffoon. I disagree with you on Houston. I think he could land there.
He doesn't like the city.
You know, I want to ask you a question about, because I was talking about what a great food city it is.
Yeah.
And the guy who does Ugly Delicious, it's a Netflix food show, I think should go in for Anthony Bourdain. Is that blasphemous?
Yeah, I think nobody can replace Bourdain. Like, that's over. There's going to be other shows.
Why? Why not just take over Parts Unknown?
Parts Unknown with somebody else?
Right.
No. That was an Anthony Bourdain project. He was the show. Just do your own show. You don't have to take over his show with somebody else.
I want David Chang to take over.
That's his name?
Yeah. He's very good.
He's not Bourdain.
And he has a similar style.
Okay.
I don't know if he can write.
Man of the people.
I mean, he's an immensely successful restaurateur.
Is he a UFC fan?
Is he what?
A UFC fan like Bourdain. Bourdain was at the fights all the time.
Is that what qualifies you to host Parts Unknown?
I feel like it is.
Believe it or not, there's already stories out that are suggesting that CNN needs to keep Bourdain's show on with a new host.
Really?
Yeah, that it's such a great franchise. And that the show is needed by the people. Is that too cheesy?
Yeah, I think so. But like, I mean, I get it. I understand people want to carry on the legacy and they want to have, you know, have that still a part of their lives is to watch it. It's been an immensely successful endeavor. But at the same time, like, you know, he's gone and that was his thing. I don't know that I would love seeing, and I think the show is amazing. I don't know that I would love seeing somebody else. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
By
the one in Vegas was amazing.
Did you see the outcry at Netflix? Netflix was going to pull the show off. This was a pre-existing deal. The show was going to be off. Bourdain's show was going to be off Netflix on, I think, Friday or Saturday, like June 15th, June 16th. And they actually extended for 3 months by popular demand because people were like, hey, because there are a lot of people who probably never watched.
Right.
And they heard all these great things about them. So they're like, hey,
yeah,
we want to see it. So they're extending it for like 3 months.
Yeah, it makes sense that they would do that because I'm sure people do want to watch it. But I wouldn't want to watch it with somebody else. I think you just kind of let that show go away and continue to enjoy what is still out there. And then, move on and do, you know, have a different guy doing a different type of show, but just don't, you don't need to have somebody step into his role.
I think someone should step in. I think they should keep the same format. They might need extra writers because I think he did much of the writing. I don't think he did all of it, but he did a lot of it. Really good writer. A site called The Wrap says the show should continue. This is from an insider. The insider said they need to helm it with someone else. There's a lot of opportunity there not to give up on that mission of bringing American audiences people and food and customs with which they're not familiar with, and that mission is important. People need this show.
Okay. I mean, again...
that was it. That's all you needed. One quote, and you're like, I'm in.
No, I get it. Like I said, I think you can have other people do different types of shows that do that same thing that isn't his show. Like, do make your own brand of it and, you know, have somebody go explore different places and different cultures and, you know, different foods through that means, but it doesn't have to be, you know, parts unknown with blank.
I don't remember how many times he went to Russia or countries in the former Soviet Union. I know he went there at least a couple times. Tomorrow, World Cup starts. You are as maniacal a World Cup follower as I know. There are people crazier than you, but I don't know them. Are you fired up for the World Cup with no United States?
Yeah, I definitely am. Not as much, and I'm definitely behind on a lot of research that I would normally have done the last couple of weeks because hockey really set me back with a lot of other things. But I am incredibly fired up. I spent actually this morning, and I'll spend probably tonight, listening to podcasts and reading some breakdowns and getting into it a little bit more. And I'm ready. I love this event so much. It's a tough time. Like, I enjoy middle of the night World Cup. Then, like, late morning, we've had a couple of times recently. This is going to be weird. Like, 5 a.m. is a tough time. That's when a lot of the games are.
Yeah, that's, like, the worst time for you.
Yeah.
Your sleep time. Yeah, your peak sleep time is 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah. So that's, like, right when I'm
going to
bed.
You are going to be...
I'm going to adjust.
How long does this thing go on? For, like, a month?
Yeah.
You're going to be terrible on the air.
True.
Well, more terrible.
that's fair. No, I'll probably maybe I'll.
You're sleep. Not gonna sleep.
Maybe
I know
I'll
how
sleep
you
after
do this.
The show. No, I'll sleep like 6 to midnight.
Get ready for this one, Chrissy. He looks like an unmade bed when he comes in. Now, now he's gonna be. I don't know when you're gonna sleep.
That's one.
Yeah.
Right after the show.
Well, thankfully the U.S. isn't playing, so that's not gonna kill your schedule.
No, my teams are though. I'm not a U.S. fan anyway, so you know I'm excited. Colombia, Mexico is my spot.
How do you think the Putin thing is going to go over?
It'll be interesting.
The Putin thing.
The Putin thing? Like him hosting all the events and being around?
I just feel like this is a real glory era for the ruthless dictator.
Sure.
It is. Like, yeah. I say it jokingly, but... This is, what, two times now for giant international events in the last 3 years for Putin and Russia. We got Rodman and others propping up, as you
KJ?
Call him, KJ.
Well, KJ's having a big day of celebration today. He is being just glorified at home.
We got the insane MMA dude.
Kadyrov.
He's being propped up in photos that he's pulling. Officials are pulling... What's his name? Salah?
Oh, yeah.
Out of bed to take a picture with him. This really is a glory era for ruthless dictators.
Well, many of them have our seal of approval now, so I think it's okay.
How is that possible think about it, when the world has, we'll use the word incorrectly, shrank, right? And we can get more information on other regions. And these guys are showcased in major world sporting events.
It's baffling, and it's probably troubling on a lot of levels. But, again, like that is – I think it is – well, part of it is, you know, when places have, you know, the willingness to give up a lot of their resources to these big organizations, they're going to take their events there anyway. So, like, you pay FIFA enough, they don't care what you are or what you've done. They're coming. That's what it's been.
And that's the problem, right? That's why the Olympics keep landing in countries like that, because essentially to put on the Olympics, you have to almost have slave labor put everything in place beforehand, and those are the countries that can handle that, because she, you know, in other nations, you'd actually have to pay employees and treat them like human beings.
Well, and you'd have the people speaking out against it and having an uprising.
Well,
they did
in Brazil, and it still didn't matter, right?
Didn't matter.
How many Brazilians were completely pissed off about, what, first the World Cup, then the Olympics, and now, you know, they're going to have a Greece-like look around Brazil, and you know what I'm talking about. If you look at Greece from the Olympics, abandoned stadiums. They're building Brazilian stadiums in the middle of jungles so they can host four World Cup games, and it's like, we just built this for $800 million. It's going to be used once a year now. It's bizarre.
Yeah, and you know, and again, as you said, they did have an, you know, the people did speak out and they did take the streets and protest. It didn't matter. Russia, I'm sure the people feel the same way. You know, it's not, you know, the wealthiest country, but they are putting the resources they have into doing these things and to, you know, putting on a show for the world audience. And I'm sure the people are furious, but, you know, he has ultimate power.
What's going to outrage people more? Russia's policy on stray dogs or how the British fans will be beaten up? Actually, we don't know that because the UK is not in, well, England is not in the same pool as Russia, right?
Right.
But yeah, that Russian story that came out on, what is it, E60, whatever the hell the show is on ESPN, where there's like these just band of Russians who love to just kick the crap out of people, and wasn't there a big clash in Marseille?
Right.
Where they just there was like 200 Russian fans and they just beat the snot out of people all over the streets of Marseille, however you say it.
It's somewhat troubling, I would say.
Like, I just wonder, because the video, all the video they got were just these Russians doing MMA fights in the woods, just clashing like armies, and I just wonder if they're going to be let out on the streets. Now, that said, I know the answer to this. What will be received with more outrage? A bunch of Brits and the three teams in the group with Russia getting their ass kicked, or the stray dog policy? The dog policy, no doubt.
Yes.
What are they doing with stray dogs?
They're massacring them. They're killing them, taking them out, and eliminating them from the population to make these cities look more pristine and clean and you know, having no dogs running around. It's horrific and awful. And I think as more people hear about it, they'll be more outraged, and it won't matter. But they'll continue to do it, because Russia denies that they're doing it, but they're doing it.
How do we know they're doing it?
They've been, people in the streets have been talking about it. People, you know, social media stuff gets out, even though at the government level, they'll say, no, this is not happening, it's not a policy. Like, people do have accounts now, and they can reach a global audience by putting things out there.
Sorry for the dogs. Sucks.
Sounds like you don't really care.
No, I do care.
If it was cats, you'd be outraged.
I'm outraged either way. No, it's terrible.
Okay.
It's absolutely terrible. We got an announcement today on the 2026 World Cup. We, the U.S., got it, sort of. We'll find out if Adam is actually happy about this.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Do you know the most important document you can have when shopping for a car?
Happen.
It's the dealer invoice, and we're revealing them all for you to see at Chapman.
See what can happen?
All this week, Chapman Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram will post each new vehicle's dealer invoice right on our wall. That way, you'll see exactly what we paid before you start to make your deal. Then we'll sweeten that deal with up to $15,000 off and 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years on all new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams. Don't worry about past credit hiccups. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will find a way to finance you. Stop by the Chapman dealership nearest you.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
Always see on selected models, dealers, retained rebates, offers may not be combined.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
Listen up, hockey fans. Michael E. Minden is now Hockey Lover Headquarters for jewelry. Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers now sells officially licensed Vegas Golden Knights jewelry. That's right, you can get a Vegas Golden Knights logo necklace, bracelets, dog tags, earrings, even a Golden Knights charm for your Pandora bracelet. The perfect gift for the dad or grad is the Golden Knights money clip. You've got to get to Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers and check out these amazing keepsakes. They start at just $59. They are the coolest, and they're only available in the store in the Fashion Show Mall. And while you're there, check out their famous custom Golden golden hockey puck necklaces. Need engagement or wedding rings? Michael E. Minden is the wedding ring expert of Las Vegas. Need some extra cash? Michael E. Minden trades unwanted gold, diamonds, jewelry, and watches and pays the highest cash amounts. And don't forget, right now, with any purchase over $150, you'll receive two tickets to Michael Jackson 1 or Beatles Love. Your choice. Bring your friends and come to Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers in the Fashion Show Mall for Vegas Golden Knights jewelry. Go Knights, go!
It's Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Celebrate the moment.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hello, Nevada. Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Our property values are at a 10-year high, and with interest rates rising, now may be your best opportunity to sell and buy your new home. If you have an ugly house to sell and need money fast, we can give you cash in 2 days. Short Sale's giving you free attorney representation and guaranteed relocation money. And for traditional sales, nobody markets your home and gets you top dollar like the real estate guy. I look forward to meeting you today. So call Aaron Taylor, your number one real estate guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE, 702-310-6683. 048 Realty, call for details. Go Knights, go! Go Knights, go!
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Right now at Findlay True North Volkswagen, it's now time you better get a Jetta. The all-new, totally remixed, redesigned, and practically reinvented 2019 Jetta S is now here, and it's ready for you. Several in stock starting at $19,958. Visit Findlay True North Volkswagen, located in the northwest at Centennial Hills. We put the value in Volkswagen. Exit US 95 at Ann Road, head north to Azure Drive. On approved credit, MSRP 2645. Good on in-stock units only. Plus tax, $29.25 title fee, and $4.99 dock fee. Expires 6/30/18.
Celebrate Dad's at Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Featuring 9 lighted holes and range with power tees.
Power tees.
Say love golf and get 2-for-1 tee times. Also enjoy huge savings on clubs and more. Visit LasVegasGolfCenters.com or call 897-9500.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well, I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend is about as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. But hey, that's not all. Transcend is FAA compliant too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. So if that all sounds good to you, call now to give Transcend a try. You'll be glad you did.
Now you can try Transcend and sleep comfortably for 10 restful nights with a money-back guarantee. So call minicpap.com now. 1-800-897-7108. Again, that's 1-800-897-7108. 1-800-897-7108.
It's a weekend of nothing but Elvis when the world's best tribute artists compete in Elvis Rocks Mesquite, June 21st through the 23rd. Relive the memories as they battle for the title of Elvis Rocks 2018 champion. Get tickets now at visitmesquite.com.
We built this city.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
The puck loose on the boards. James Neal with it. Feeds it back. Theodore looking back door. Marchessault gloves it. Has it. Walks into the net. Save down. Score! Marchessault jammed it in for the overtime winner. And the Golden Knights have won 8 straight on home ice.
All right, getting ready for the big celebration downtown outside the D and 4 Queens 3rd Street stage. Adam Hill is here. It's Cofield. Come by and say hi. You can hear the voice of Bill Foley in the background. That's not really him. That's on tape, I assume, right? I can't. I can see the stage. He's not up there yet. He'll be down here. George McPhee, a bunch of the players, and the fans are starting to file in. We just talked to listener Karen. Want to relay what she was saying? Were you listening at all?
She said she cried.
She asked me if I cried.
Yeah.
At the end of Game 5.
Yeah, and she said she did, and she thinks she's going to cry today.
Did you think I was lying
with
my answer?
That you felt it, that you took it in?
I felt it, yes. Yeah. I said that the day after. We didn't let you come in for the first hour when we actually celebrated until you came in with your sour self the day after. But
sour.
No, but I said being around fans watching the games, because that's where I watched all the games at local bars, being around fans, you could see how much they got into the team, and there were dudes, I don't know if they were crying, but you could tell, hey, you know what? Like, the season was great and they were upset that it ended. They didn't cry.
Yeah.
Listener Karen said she did.
Her friend asked if today was gonna be a happy or a sad day.
I don't know. What will it be?
I think happy.
I think mostly happy.
Yeah.
She, as you said, she said she might cry.
Yeah, and I told her not to. I told her to get it together.
Chrissy, do you believe that Adam Hill told this lady, get it together?
I like to believe Adam Hill as much as possible, so I'm going to say he said it in a nicer way.
Yes, joke.
Did you say it?
Yes.
I missed that.
I was like, don't cry. She's like, oh, I will. I said, get it together.
See, that's not nice. He's mocking this.
Get it together.
This loyal listener who said, she was like, hey, I met Adam at T-Mobile.
Well, she mocked me for wearing my hat backwards.
Yeah, she remembered you wearing your hat backwards. She said to me, hey, you know what? I've seen you many times at Thomas and Mac. And I was like, what? I have nothing left.
Forget that lady.
I have nope. Here we go. Well, and Angel can attest to the fact that we have fans coming down here. We're telling you to stop by and say hi. We had a woman come over, and she put some pizza down, I think, to give Adam, and Adam just looks at her and goes,
No.
We're like, why are you yelling at this woman for putting pizza on our table?
This is what happened.
Yeah.
The lady was holding a pizza box, and it was way too hot.
Yep.
And she said,
so you're gonna make
she said, my
make
box is way too hot. Can I set it down here for a second and try to comfort my hand? And I said, no, because I always say no to those in a joking way. Because, of course, you're going to let, like, who would ever say no to stuff like that? And people ask all the time, and I always say no, and they're like, haha, yeah, right, and they do it anyway. So I was like,
she didn't get it.
From now on, when I do that, I'm going to be very forceful about it.
It's
and
a new
see
Adam
if I
Hill.
Get more respect. And then she was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. She pulled it away. I was like, ma'am, I'm just joking. Of course you can set your pizza down. It's fine. But I did feel like I went very strong with the no.
She bought it.
She did.
Which I'm...
But of course she can put her pizza down on the table. Once.
I like this new tough Adam Hill. No more martyrdom.
Can I say... I was joking. That lady was very, very nice. I would not say beat it, lady.
So, Chrissy, you were asking how we're doing. It's actually getting a little shadier down here.
Yeah.
It's going to be really nice tonight.
I'm so relieved.
5:30 start. What are we looking at, a record today? Not a record. No, not a record. I have the information on that. We're looking at the airport hitting 108.
Ted's right over there. We can go ask him.
Ted Pretty is down here. I saw Romalo down here. I'm just going to call out all the news people as they get swallowed
Vince,
up by the massive crowd. Who?
Vince is here.
Okay.
Vince Sapienza.
Sappy, yep.
Yeah. Sappy.
I don't know. What do you guys call
him? I saw him. KB. Kevin Bollinger's here.
Oh, Bollinger's here. Okay.
Yeah.
And all the big wigs in the media are down here. Sure.
It's quite a collection.
So they're not going to burn up, Chrissy, nor are we. We are in shade now. So I want you guys to... give me a read on this tweet, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark Seidel simply tags me with a weather report that says, so far, at LAS Airport, temperature has reached 108 today, making it the hottest day so far this year. Though, we are nowhere near the record high, which is 114 set in 1940. Why is he sending that to me?
Okay, first of all, he's sending it to you because you were whining about the weather behind the scenes, I believe, is why. But I would also say, I don't know that that necessarily, it doesn't really discredit anything that you're saying. It is,
by the way,
the hottest day of the year.
First of all, whining.
Well, I was trying to say it from his perspective.
I think that's the way he's looking at it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. From his perspective, you were whining. What you were doing is saying, I don't know how safe it is for all of our equipment and us to be sitting in the hottest day of the year out in the middle of the sun.
Right.
I agree with
that. That is whining.
You know, here's the weird thing. So we've done shows outside forever. This by far is not the hottest show ever. Nothing will ever match. It was 115. I mention it all the time. The year that they had the contender, we were out behind Caesars, directly in the sun, and the equipment actually did blow in the middle of the show. Right? We've had other shows, the equipment did shut down. The funny thing is, we've got a group on programming side that has this, like, you're a pansy if you're not going to sit out in the sun and do your shows.
Right.
And I don't know that they're all tough guys.
No.
That's the funniest
words,
part.
Though.
Well, Seidel is.
Yeah, Seidel's
But
Seidel's
there's others
tough.
There that I don't really believe are tough guys, so I don't know what this whole, like, macho thing is turned into where it's like, just sit outside, whether it's cold or hot. Like, I will. You're not. I'm not going to be defeated. I will melt out here just to prove a point.
Oh, of course.
But don't poke me over it.
Like, I think.
We came here earlier, and Angel was like, "Hey, the tent's going away." Which, by the way, I'm not. Actually, I won't say it.
What?
No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
No.
The fact that it's just there, sitting there for somebody to take.
I'm not going to say that.
Should I dump that?
Too late.
Too late. Thanks.
But Angel, I think Angel's a tough guy. I mean, Angel likes the theme song to Mary Tyler Moore.
He doesn't have the hair of a tough guy.
He loves stuffed crust pizza.
Pepperoni stuffed crust.
He also loves, what's the Red Hot Chili Pepper song?
Roller Coaster of Love.
He loves Roller Coaster of Love, but he's a tough guy. Like, I know next to Bobby, if someone gets froggy at a set where we're at, I think Angel's the next guy who will take someone down.
Oh, yeah.
Take them down, too.
No, he's very aggressive.
Yes.
We like that.
Yes.
I will say I'm not a tough guy, but I am willing to go through these situations.
Yes.
And I don't think other people in the building would be.
Well, we know there's absolutely someone not on the show today who, if we were out here, the bitching and kvetching would be nonstop. But here's the thing. Here's what I'm looking at. I'm protecting the station from liability. When all three of us are on the show, you, myself, and Big Mac, we are 1,000 pounds of show.
Right. Fair.
Now, the audience response could be, get in better shape, fat asses. You're right. I get that.
But your concern is that to sit this show in particular out in the hot sun when it's 108 degrees with equipment and a lot of people around to create even more heat might not be the greatest idea.
I will tell you, it is lovely right now, though. Because
it's actually fine.
We are completely in the shade, and it's probably 95 right now, so it's fine.
It's totally fine.
So all of that was really for nothing. But I clearly, like, no one on the show is going to deny that Seidel was calling me out.
Oh, he 100%
by saying
was.
It's only 108, it's not the record 114. Stop being aware.
Yeah, if it was over 112, then you'd have a point.
Like, I'm not stupid. I know what you're doing.
You are not stupid.
At 108.
Sometimes I am, but in this case, I'm not. Boy, we went way past 4 o'clock. Let's take care of business here. We'll come back. We got more on the World Cup bid going to the U.S. combined with Mexico and Canada on the way.